Seek good and not evil so that you may live, and the Lord will be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the least, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless your people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed that Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 in the afternoon." The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live," and he and his whole household came to believe. Now, this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. Gospel of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this simple action of miracle. Teach us to believe you. Our faith is so weak in all the situations. Many times we doubt your presence. It's really true. You put us in the situations, some difficult situations, not to test us, just let us to tell us that you are with us. That's all. We have to faith, to have the faith in you, believing, have open heart to live every present moment. You are with us. You are yearning for our call towards you. Jesus, we trust in you. Help us to live every moment today, to listen, give a helping hand with sincerity, with joy. Treat every people as if you would treat you. Jesus, we trust in you.